This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're happy to tell you about a new weekly feature that we're launching. It's called Washtenaw United. We will be exploring the people, institutions, organizations, and businesses that are working for the collective community good. There are so many inspiring and good stories to tell in our community, too many of which get lost in a world filled with bad news and cynicism. As part of Washtenaw United, we will explore the challenges that lay before us as we work to lift one another up and provide access to opportunity. WEMU's content partner in Washtenaw United is none other than the United Way of Washtenaw County. And joining us for an introductory conversation today is Pam Smith. Pam is the executive director of the local United Way chapter. And Pam, we welcome you and the United Way of Washtenaw County to the WEMU family. And we're so grateful you're going to share your resources with our listening community.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here. And I'm really excited about bringing these different conversations to you and to our community. There's so many things that happen in our community that are so important, and it's all happening because of individuals. So individuals are stepping up and leaning in and making a difference for our community.
Well, as we talk about individuals, we should also talk about the organization itself. And the stated mission for the United Way of Washtenaw County is to connect people, resources, and organizations together to create a thriving community for everyone. And everyone is capitalized, all capital letters. This local chapter of the United Way is 98 years old now. How or has the mission changed over the decades?
Well, I think the most important thing, when people think of United Way, they think Live United. And the reason that this organization has been around for almost 100 years is because it's for the people and by the people. Relatively speaking, we're a small nonprofit organization in the grand scheme of things, and we do our work based on volunteers. And what that tells me is that this community cares about the people in this community, and they're not afraid to work hard so that everyone benefits in this community.
Those who choose to volunteer and become participatory are guided by a sense of stated values as put forth by the United Way. What are those values?
So we're interested in equity. We're making sure that this community is thriving for everyone. We're interested in civic engagement, in volunteerism, in advocacy. We care about this community, and caring is actually one of our stated values. We want to make sure that we're inclusive. So are we looking across the entire county? You know, sometimes when we think Washtenaw County, Ann Arbor comes to mind. But we have Manchester, Milan, Chelsea, Dexter, Saline, Whitmore Lake. You know, so there's a lot more out there. And with a county this big comes not only urban problems, but there's rural problems. And we want to make sure when we talk about inclusiveness that we're helping every community thrive within the Washtenaw County region.
So the role is to invest in those values in the community. And the way you go about doing that is raising money and dispersing it to areas where it is needed. How much does the United Way of Washtenaw County raise annually?
We strive to raise over $4 million a year, but the gap is much greater. We consistently get almost double that amount in requests for grants. So that's why you see us every year out there trying to talk about what the actual need is, what the gap is, and how we can work together to fill it.
Some people get concerned that when they make a contribution or a donation to a fundraising organization like the United Way, that too much of it is being spent administratively and not making its way back into the community. What is your breakdown?
I really appreciate that question, because we're going to go into a MythBuster segment. Our board mandates that we stay under a 15% overhead or administration rate. So the dollars that we're raising not only go back into the community, they go back annually into the community, which is why we have an annual campaign. Our board of directors and our finance committee and our community impact committee are diligent about not only where we're raising the funds, but how they're being distributed. It's a very rigorous grant application process that our partners have to go through, but we want to make sure that they're going to be there for the people to deliver those programs so that our funds bring back the largest return on investment that we possibly can.
You are listening to the inaugural edition of a new WEMU feature called Washtenaw United. We've partnered with the United Way of Washtenaw County to explore the issues, challenges, victories, and the people that inspire equity and successes across our county. Today, we're getting to know the organization a little better with its executive director, Pam Smith. And you just touched on this on the grant application process. Once those applications are in, How are the decisions made as to where the money will be distributed each year?
Well, the thing that I talked about a little bit earlier is how this work is done alongside volunteers. And so when we start a grant application process, we bring in volunteers. So I personally don't have the authority to release any funds because our community members are the ones that are reading these grant applications, going through implicit bias training, scoring those grant applications, and then making the decisions based on where those funds will go to.
And then it becomes your job to administer the distribution of
those
funds.
That's correct, yes. So many times when people say, oh, United Way is fundraising, it's that and it's so much more. One part of our mission is to not only make sure that the citizens and our families that live in our county are well taken care of, but we really support the health of nonprofit agencies in this county. So when we're talking about not only program funding, we also do capacity building funding. We help startup nonprofits, sometimes before they're even nonprofits. We help guide them through the process of how to become a nonprofit and then build their capacities to meet those gaps and needs that are present in our community. So we do so much more than just fundraise.
Are you partnering with other nonprofits, as you just mentioned, to maximize fundraising and disbursement initiatives?
Yeah. So one of the things that what we were an original partner in is something called coordinated funding. And that started about 8 years ago with the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, the city of Ann Arbor, the county, so Washtenaw County government, and the United Way came together to say, we're all working in this space, but are we doing it as effectively and as efficiently as we can? And if we come together, can we hone in on what community level outcomes and goals do we really have? And then how can we work together to make sure that happens? So we talk about elevating efficiencies, and we wanted to make sure we were, you know, not only talking, but walking too, walking the walk to make sure that we as funders were doing the very best we could to maximize what this community can do together.
You have pointed out that there are gaps in the need and the gaps in what you are able to provide. That exists, too, at a municipal and governmental level. What is the relationship the United Way has with local units of government to perhaps fill holes where needed on that front?
Yeah, so because of coordinated funding, we are very well attuned to the city and the county government. We work very well together. And how that is illustrated in the community is sometimes when we know that there are going to be gaps coming, like say mental health, we knew that there was going to be an issue in funding. When the new round of coordinated funding came through, we were able to shift additional dollars to make sure that people that needed mental health access points were going to have them. So because we're talking, because we're communicating, and because we're coordinated, I think we're doing a better job of delivering services to this community.
So we've talked about community services, but you started where we probably should, and that is with the individual. It is a collection of individuals working diligently to make this work. So as you reflect back on your tenure, what are some of the individual success stories that have come about as a result of the community investment in the United Way and how you invest back into the community?
I think some of the individual stories that you'll hear as we go through this series together are not only inspiring, but you'll learn and you'll hear from so many people that they want to pay it forward. So they get involved, they get help, and then they want to be there for the next person. Our financial stability coaching that we do, we've heard so many stories from people that have been helped. Once they go through financial stability coaching and they get back on their feet and they become more self-sufficient and learn how to manage their personal finances, they're like, I told my whole neighborhood about this because it was so great and it was so impactful for me. I want other people to know about it. And how can I help move this forward? Different stories come in from different places. I typically wear a Live United button, and I was in a grocery store checkout, you know, on the way home from work. And the cashier said, do you work for United Way? And I was like, I do work for United Way. And she says, well, would you tell all those people thank you? And I said, I will. And she said, they were here for me when I needed help the most. And now I have a job, and now I'm working, and now I'm contributing. And it was only because of those services that I got that were funded by United Way. And so you never know who you're helping. And our 211 system is a 24/7, 365 helpline. 8,000 calls for help come in annually from Washtenaw County alone. And you don't know if it's your neighbor, if it's your cousin, if it's your coworker that's calling to say, I need help. And the beauty of the United Way is that for 100 years, we've been here answering those calls for help when you didn't even maybe know that they were happening.
Service begets service, and investment begets investment.
Yes.
Pam, thank you so much for the time today, and we look forward to continuing our partnership here at WEMU with the United Way of Washtenaw County. I can't wait to hear all of these stories.
Thank you, David. We appreciate the opportunity.
That is Pam Smith, the Executive Director of the United Way of Washtenaw County, and our new content partners for the feature, Washtenaw United. We'll bring you this feature on WEMU every Monday. I am David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.